You know, we're winding up spring ball. We practices left and we end on Saturday. I've been real pleased. You know, guys are working hard. We're getting better. A lot of things being in your second year as a head coach, but second year as a whole staff and being around our players, things are obviously a lot smoother, a lot less craziness than it was a year ago. So it's been a lot of fun.
You lose a three-time Sun Belt Player of the Year at the quarterback position, but how important was it for Ethan Vasco to get some experience at the end of the 2023 season? And then what development have you seen out of him so far this spring?
Yeah, I mean, you always hate losing somebody like Grayson, not only a great quarterback, but a great young man and leader. And he's done so much for Coastal Carolina. Will always be known and remembered here. And getting Ethan the opportunity to start in 3 to 4 games last year for us, invaluable. You can't put a price tag on what he was able to do. Had a lot of success and grew as a quarterback. And it's continuing that. Coach Trick has done a great job with them this spring. You know, the spring isn't about winning. It's just about improving our fundamentals, our techniques, and getting better at some of the things that we need to continue to work on and as an offense, defense, and by position. So I'm pleased with his development. He's done really well so far.
Can you just talk about the quarterback general and quarterback battle in general this spring, and how do you come out of the spring and go into the fall? Do you have a number one? Do you have 4 people in contention? What do you have?
Yeah, so right now we've been repping 4 guys. We've been repping Ethan Vasco, Noah Kim, Blake Boda, and DJ Moore. DJ, the freshman that enrolled early. So we've been repping all 4 of those guys. They all been rolling. There's been no specific, hey, you always go with the 1s and you always go with the 2s and you always go with the 3s. We just kind of rolling them and giving everybody opportunities, giving them all chances. And I don't believe we've made any decision on where we're going to be in the fall just yet. It's we've had 1 rain out and with 2 more to go, you know, we've had 12 practices. It's hard to assess that in 12 practices. You see a lot of great things in them, all of them. They're all very talented, all have great arms. They're all learning, all of them. Even Ethan, even though he started 4 games for us, he's still learning more because obviously we shrunk the packages for him because of where he started and where he finished. But they're all learning it. But I love the development of them. I love their athletic ability, their talent, their leadership. But to say we have 1 set, I don't believe we do.
Okay, Coach, and along those lines as well, I'm assuming you would love to see 1 of these 4 guys emerge as the clear number 1 guy. And how much time do you plan to allow that to happen in the fall before you kind of commit?
I believe we're going to try to, you know, we'll discuss at the end of spring, kind of our evaluations at the end of spring, where we're at, what do we think? But yes, I believe in trying to settle on 1, maybe 2, you know, and it's hard to get 1 ready, let alone 2. So we got to figure out who that 1 is going to be and give him that opportunity while grooming the 2 and the 3s with it. So it's a delicate situation, certainly. The group's a great group. They all cheer for each other. They all work hard. There's not a lot of animosity or cutthroatness in there. They all compete and they all want to do well. So, you know, I like where we're at. You know, where we're going to end up, you know, 2 months from now when we start in August is still yet to be seen. I think we have an idea potentially with some of the veterans, Ethan and Noah being more veteran with some pelts on the wall. But certainly Blake and DJ have done some really good things.
Coach, how many of your new recruits did you get this January and have available for the spring?
We had 22 new guys join us in the fall.
In the spring?
I'm sorry, in the spring, yeah.
Okay, spring. And how many people do you expect to, how many players do you expect to add between now and the start of the season?
Well, if you count walk-ons too and the guys we've already signed, somewhere in the 30 to 35 more.
All right. I was more talking about maybe who you're looking at. How many more new signees do you plan to have as essentially transfers probably?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell. The portal opens on Tuesday. You'll have a lot of meetings next week to kind of get a feel where people are at, what they're thinking, and you'll have to make adjustments there. But we'll have some, I'm sure. I mean, everybody does.
Are you coming out of spring fairly healthy? Did you lose anybody for the season, next season?
Dre Pinkney, we lost Dre, tore an ACL. He's the only guy that we've lost so far. I take that back. We lost Dre. We lost Max Balazar, running back, for the season as well. Those are the two guys that off the top of my head right now that I could think about that we've lost for the season. You know, it's been a weird spring. You football season now has become all year, right? They train in June, they train in July, you start in August, you get done in December, you're back at school in February, training your March spring ball. And so what happens is, when do guys get a chance to recover? When do they get a chance to heal from previous injuries or whatever? Sometimes during a season, the guy plays hurt. You know, he plays with something that needs to be repaired, and you just tape it up or brace it or cast it, whatever it may be. So this off season, we had quite a few guys get repairs done from the season, right? We're fixing them up, and they miss spring ball. We probably had 10 to 12 guys like that that didn't go through spring ball, that went through recovery. Nothing major, you know, it's a broken, you know, hand here or something. You know, it's all stuff that they played the season with and can play with and will play with, but it was a time, the opportunity to fix them and heal them. So it was interesting. We started banged up and had some guys get banged up during it as well.
Yeah, Coach, just you want to, any players in particular do anything this spring that have you excited about what they may be able to do for you in the upcoming season?
I thought, you know, it's interesting. I feel like our players are getting better individually at the things they needed to get better at. Did anybody make this dramatic, hey, we never knew this guy was that good jump? Not really, but I see improvement in every area of our guys in little things that needed to be done, right? Whether it was catching the ball or, hey, my staying square and playing lower and being stronger as an offensive lineman, or, hey, this D lineman's pass rush moves had to be better. The things that we kind of addressed and focused on individually with each guy did. Now, obviously, that equates that the whole team is improving, but to say any one guy just made this unbelievable jump, like, holy smokes, who is that guy? I wouldn't say not really, not in 12 practices. It's, you know, you got a couple of those in helmets. So, you know, you're talking about 10 practices, really.